Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Saturday, July 30th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Tsunami relief is changing attitudes towards Christians in India. MNN's Greg Yoder was there and filed this report.
Housing reconstruction, medical care, and other work has allowed Gospel for Asia into an area known to persecute Christians. GFA's Brother Ebenezer says GFA is holding free medical clinics in a seaside church flooded by the tsunami. He says there are two reasons for this kind of care.
They need physical help as well as spiritual help. As for spiritual help, we distribute tracts. When people come to us with their problems, we do give them counseling from the Bible, which helps them to know that Jesus cares for them.
Ebenezer says God has used this to do something even more miraculous.
The attitude of the people towards the church has very much changed during the past 6 or 7 months after the tsunami.
Allowing this seaside church to give hope to the hurting in Jesus' name. Reporting from Tamil Nadu, India, Greg Yoder, Mission Network News.
And reports indicate the majority of Americans describe themselves as spiritual, but not religious. They have to think about spirituality, but don't like church or like institutions. That's a challenge for Young Life, an organization targeting young people for Christ. Young Life's Tom Combs says,
from a distance, we look back at young people and say, they're spiritually relative. They're morally relative. Up close and personal, when you sit down one-on-one and you talk to them, most often you find a genuine hunger for something that's real, something that's true.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.